AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. It's Thanksgiving Day, and as millions of us celebrate with our families, President Obama is reassuring Americans worried about holiday security in the aftermath of the Paris attacks. AP White House correspondent Mark Smith.
The president says right now there's nothing to indicate a specific threat.
In the event of a specific credible threat, the public will be informed.
Indeed, he says U.S. intelligence and law enforcement are sifting clues 24/7 to guard against an attack.
They did so before Paris, and they do so now, without fanfare or credit and without a break for the holidays.
So Obama says while Americans should be vigilant over the holidays, they can sit down to today's feast knowing the professionals are looking out for them.
And that's something we can all be thankful for.
Mark Smith at the White House.
New York City is getting ready for the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. And although there are no known credible threats against the city, say officials there, 2,500 police officers will be stationed along the parade route. Amy Cool is the parade organizer.
It really is a huge parade. We've got 17 giant balloons. We've got about 50 smaller balloons. We've got 27 floats that are going to make the way down the parade route. We've got 11 marching bands.
And about 3 million people are expected to line the parade route today. Small groups of protesters gathered throughout the day yesterday in Chicago to protest the death of the black teenager shot 16 times by a white police officer who's now charged with murder. Europe's top human rights court is upholding France's headscarf ban in the case of a Muslim social worker who lost her hospital job because she would not remove her scarf. Pope Francis is in Kenya, where he's telling Christian and Muslim leaders they must talk with each other to guard against what he calls barbarous Islamic extremist attacks. He says religious leaders must be prophets of peace. This is AP Radio News. A Costco official says it looks as if the source of E. coli in Costco chicken salad may be a vegetable mix from a California wholesaler, an onion and celery mix. AP correspondent Donna Gordon Blankenship with advice from the CDC.
They want people to throw chicken salad away if they still have some, if they bought it on Friday or earlier. And they say that there still may be more cases of people who are sick. They already have 19 cases in 7 states.
The FDA still has one more test to do to confirm its theory about the chicken salad. A mother who left her newborn baby in a Christmas manger inside a New York City church will not be prosecuted, say authorities. They say the mother felt the baby would be found safely. And in fact, they say she returned the next morning to make sure the child had been found. A custodian discovered the baby. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.